I'll never lose my grip.
I struggled hard to get what I got,
no,
fam.
I won't never lose my grip.
So I will not let it slip through my hands.
No, I won't never lose my grip.
Excuses are something that I just cannot stand.
I'll never lose, I'll never lose, I'll never lose, I'll never lose, I'll never lose my grip.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to episode 8. Finally, it should be like episode 10 or 11, but shit happens, and I missed two episodes because just all kinds of stuff. I was out of work. I was out of town, not out of work. I was out of town for work this Sunday at like 8 a.m. till Wednesday night at like 10:30, 11 o'clock. So I really didn't have any time to sit down and record anything for Monday's episode. We were in Charlotte, North Carolina, I think, and then we went to Greenville, South Carolina, and it is hot as hell down there, and I just, anyone that lives down there is insane in my mind. The bugs are crazy, the animals and lizards and insects, everything's just nuts down there. I don't even like the beach that much. I'd go to the beach for a week, but that's it. I'm not living down there. No way. It was like 97 degrees with just no air, no breeze, nothing. Anyway, so that's what happened. I missed a couple episodes. I am sorry. Believe me, I'm more upset than anyone. I really enjoy doing this, not only because it has the potential to get out there and help others, but because it's therapeutic for me. I'm not the type to open up and talk about their feelings too often, and that's such a quote-unquote manly thing. I do the air quotes because I don't think that helps you define your manhood. I just think it's a stigma that men have in society, and they don't want to talk about their feelings. So this is going to help me break through that barrier, because I think that's complete bullshit. And if someone wants to call me a sissy or anything else for sharing my feelings, we can gladly meet up and probably won't be a sissy. I'm not really going to fight you. I just might pick you up and squeeze you real hard. Anyway, so this helps me a lot, and it's kind of selfish in ways that I do it, but do it for the most non-selfish reason possible. I didn't expect it to be therapeutic, but it kind of is. So it helps me. When I record, it's kind of just me in a room or my car or anywhere else I can find time to get a quiet place and record. And then by the time I put it out, I realize that it's me sharing my feelings with potentially hundreds or thousands or however many people can possibly listen. So that's awesome. I mean, it's really cool. It's an unexpected thing that kind of happened for me. But I'm glad to be back. I kind of just want to do this episode to explain that I didn't intentionally miss two episodes. I'm not going anywhere. I didn't quit podcasting. It's definitely not what happened. You guys can't get rid of me that easy. But shit happens. And what are you going to do? It's kind of the cool thing about being or having a podcast is I'm my boss with it. And it's great. So I just think I bit off a little more than I can chew with the strictly saying I'm going to put out an episode every single Monday and Friday. My work schedule is just too crazy and unpredictable to kind of stick to that. With that being said, I'm going to try my best to put out an episode every single Monday and Friday. But if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to have to keep explaining, you know, no episode this week. All I'm going to say is, if and when I do put out episodes, it is 100% going to be on a Monday and or a Friday. So if you guys follow me and you think it's worth checking your time feed on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or LinkedIn or anything that I post on, it's going to be on a Monday or Friday. So check your timelines Monday or Friday if you think you want to know if I have an episode out. If you think it's good enough or if you enjoyed it enough, just look out for those days. Those are the days that hopefully both episodes can be out. But if not, at least once a week on a Monday or a Friday, I'm going to have a single episode out. That much I can promise. Once a week, unless some crazy shit happens or if I get sick or I don't know. If something happens ahead of time, I'll obviously let you guys know. But as far as every single Monday, Friday, telling you guys I'm not putting out an episode, that's not going to happen. Just because I'm going to be a little more loose with it. I'm going to have more fun. I'm not going to worry about it as a job, because that's kind of when things get stupid and boring to me, and I think I lose a lot of drive and a lot of fun. So if I lose that, I mean, that's kind of me. It's who I am. It doesn't seem smart in my mind. So, again, I'm not going to put out every time I don't put out a podcast, but every Monday or at least once a week, Monday or Friday, look for those days. To sum it up, I'll be self-promoting a podcast one of those days, and we'll go from there. If I can do both, great. If not, I'll at least get one. So that's kind of the new structural schedule. I wanted to explain it to everyone, so it just makes a little more sense. Those of you who are sticking pretty hardcore or just are an actual fan and enjoy it, I hope that kind of brings some clarity. It's crazy. Life's crazy. Everyone's busy. But with brain fart. But coming up, episode 10, I'm shooting for it. Episode 10 in my mind's always been this this goal to have my first big collaboration. And there's three individuals in particular that 100% need to be on the show first before anyone else can. A couple people hit me up about being on the show, which is awesome. Believe me. Really excited. I want that to happen. I want everyone and anyone to be on the show and share what they have. But before any of that happens, I'm going to need to get at least one of these people on, because I know it's going to be a crazy episode regardless with any of those three. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. You're going to just everything in between. I mean, you're going to hear some great stories, some funny stories. You're going to hear some real shit, some sentimental shit. It's just going to be great. So look forward to those. I'll obviously be getting a little more hype about it the closer we get. I got to block out some time, and I got to get them to block out some time, because they are also very busy individuals, and that will probably be a longer podcast. It's going to be pretty cool. So again, look forward to those. But that's really all, guys. Today's episode isn't going to be crazy. I'm not going to dive into any topics. Kind of just wanted to explain myself and jump back on the bike and knock some dust off. So look forward to, hopefully, whenever episode 9 comes back out, whenever I drop episode 9, to really get back into the swing of things and really dive into some topics. I have a couple that I got to think about over the two-week break, which is kind of a positive from it. So I have a lot of things that I do want to talk about. It's not going to be scripted, but it's going to have a little more structure to it coming forward. So stay with me, guys, and hopefully you keep enjoying the show. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your Friday and your wonderful weekend. What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Real Raw Roper Show. If you haven't yet, please go subscribe to my Spotify and or Anchor channel. Both are under The Real Raw Roper Show if you hit the search bar. And if you feel like I'm bringing you any value, or if you feel like I'm getting better or doing a good job, please share all over social media. I'm trying to get out there and reach as many people that need any sort of help that are willing to listen to me as possible. You guys are making this all possible, and I hope you continue to do so.